Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Emmett Van Dreisch from Pierre Opin Farm in Ashfield. Now that Thanksgiving is here in tech, it is now Christmas season, holiday season. Hanukkah's already happening, so that throws everything into
We're always ahead of you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thousands of years even.
I know. Catch up.
It's Christmas tree time.
It is.
And I grew up always having a live Christmas tree in the house, and my wife always grew up having a fake Christmas tree in the house. So I've
did you know that before you married her?
I did,
and
I see the thrift behind it, and maybe even the sort of the environmental thing. But there's nothing like the smell of these fresh greens in the house. Problem: if they're not fresh cut, it turns into lots of pine needles around the house, and that adds to the bane of my wife's existence. I have heard Emmett Van Dreisch, the fresh cut trees, they don't let go of those needles in the same way.
They will hold on to those needles. We've had people say that their trees were still green and fine by the end of February.
Can I make it last a whole year? So then I won't I'll just leave it up all year.
Oh, that would be so nice, along with the lights outside the house.
Why not? The inflatable. But Emmett Van Dreisch, Pierre Opin is the name of the farm. Tell me about the name, first of all. What is that?
So Al Pierre Opin started the farm in the 50s when he bought the land. And it's an Italian name. There's a vineyard that has the same name somewhere in Italy.
But it sounds like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
So, and your name is Emmett, so I think like Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Right,
it's like
exactly.
All my favorite things in the same name.
So it's, I've had people ask me if I made up the name because it sounds like a great Christmas tree farm name. But it's just what everyone calls the farm. They've been calling it that for 50 years. So
sometimes you see these trucks with 1,000 trees in the back of them, and people who are environmentally minded like wonder, is this what we should be doing now? But you have a different sort of take on how the Christmas tree farm works, right?
Yeah. So they're stump cultured, which is a form of coppicing, and most people don't know that you can coppice conifers.
What does that mean? Compass?
So coppice is when you cut down a tree, like you see tree crews cut down trees on the edge of the road, and then they send up lots of little sprouts from the stumps, and they'll grow a whole batch of new trees if you let them. And conifers, if you cut them flush to the ground, they won't do that. The stump will just die. But if you leave a couple skirts of live branches, then they'll send up new shoots. So this is a really old way of growing Christmas trees, back before there were tractors and machinery to help people do it. It was an easy way to plant the trees once, and then you can keep harvesting off those same stumps for decades. So I have stumps that are 50 years old that have produced 7 or 8 Christmas trees by now.
And do they grow to the same size as
Christmas
trees?
Yeah,
you
mean,
the
you
five,
have to,
6 foot trees and beyond?
As high as you want. And really, it's more about managing the exuberant growth. So it's cutting out all the extra trees so that you get a nicely shaped tree and pruning that tree.
So originally, we were talking before, that farmland was dairy 60 plus years ago.
Yep.
And what people used to do is they would take their dairy land that was really hard to run any kind of mechanization on it, as you were telling me, very rocky, not really good pasture land per se, and that's where they would locate their Christmas tree.
Right, exactly. And then my understanding is that Christmas tree farms these days tend to be on what was better, pasture land and dairy land, so that you can have trees and rows and things like that. But this this predates that.
So if we came to your farm and we saw it, what would we be seeing? Would it be a forest?
Yeah, it looks like a miniature forest. So it's really a much more resilient, vibrant ecosystem than just a pasture with trees planted.
Is it almost like the permaculture of Christmas tree farms?
I've never heard of permaculture Christmas tree farms, but Dave Jackie, who wrote he's writing a book, Coppice Agroforestry. He also wrote the Food Forest Garden, I think. He's a permaculture guy around here. He actually heard about our farm and came and visited it and used a video of our farm for his Kickstarter campaign for his new book, because he had never heard that you could coppice conifers.
Emmett Van Dreisch, who's from Pierre Opin Farm in Ashfield, where you could get your Christmas tree and greens. You brought these gorgeous green wreaths.
Yeah, you guys can squabble over who gets
them.
And finally, the office looks like something here.
I know, right? My dad used to take us from kind of like big box store to big box store looking for Christmas tree, the perfect Christmas tree, and he got all like hot and bothered about how he needed a Fraser fir.
Sure.
So what are we talking about, like varieties of trees here, and do you have ones that you think are better than others?
I have about 95% balsam.
Balsam.
Which is great because that's the one that smells the best. So when you think Christmas tree smell, that's a balsam.
Mm-hmm. I also think gin and tonic.
Oh, there you go. And it also
it
has the soft needles as well, which Frasers do as well.
So you compare the shopping day you would have with your family to going out to the woods, you know, in this beautiful location in Ashfield. And there's other wonderful Christmas tree farms in Western Mass.
You can go to Pierre Opin and get your tree. There's other Christmas tree farms in the area too. And if you're a member of CESA, you can save money on your Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. amazing right now. If you become a member, and if you're not yet of CISA, a community member, you can get $5 to $10 off a cut-your-own tree at four different Christmas tree farms here in Western Mass.
Including Pierre Opin Farm.
Of course.
Yeah. You can check them out at buylocalfood.org.